And it's time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
What's the topic?
Journaling. We're going to talk about journaling. I was going to journal about what to talk about, and then I thought, you know, journaling has been such a big part of my life and a big part of me growing up that I thought I'd talk a little about it because it's a lot of folks like, I used to, but I don't, or ick, or well, there's many of us that are dedicated journalers that it's a way of, like, I love Stephen Wright's quote, I'm writing an unauthorized autobiography. I don't want anybody to find these journals ever. And yet, I keep holding on to them because they have, when you look back, there's patterns that repeat. Mm. And even though sometimes I'm writing some pretty toxic waste stuff in there, it's still, what's the pattern? What's my story here? What's the storyline? So journaling has been a real key part of my growing up, getting more conscious about what I think. I mean, it used to be that journaling was blaming, kvetching, you know, about what it wasn't as like I thought it should be. But even that could be really helpful if you can stand back from it. Like I said, you know, look at it with a distance. But just like dream work or meditation, it's yet one more thing in our possibilities for getting more aware. So I want to talk a little bit about what is journaling and how you might do it. And there's some like very accessible common ones that you may not even think of, which is a food journal. Mm-hmm. Right? Those of those who are trying to keep track of and perhaps manage what they eat or exercise journal. Those are sort of the easy log kind of things. Mm-hmm. But there are many other ways to think about how to capture your life's experience so that it moves you ahead, that you're a bit more aware, a bit more intentional in how you do your days. So as I was looking at journaling and thinking about how powerful it is, how powerful just awareness is, of which this is just a support. I was surprised when I was Googling for quotes about journaling, and I found found Taylor Swift and Pablo Picasso and Jimi Hendrix. I thought, wow, three people talking about journaling that you would never put side by side. And Taylor Swift says, I write songs that are like diary entries. I have to do it in order to feel sane. And I thought, well, that's a pretty cool way of thinking about it. And then Pablo Picasso said, painting is just another way to keep a diary. Mm. And Jimi Hendrix, which I don't have in my notes here, but Jimi Hendrix, something like, I write as if I'm writing naked. and, you know, which would be Jimi Hendrix. But I thought, you know, that it's true. Other art forms capture, you know, that sort of reflective process. And for me, I was really intermittent. At 13, I got the classic little journal with the lock and the key, and I kept, you know, inane things in there, and I still have that somewhere. But when it really took shape for me was when I first read The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way, The Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity, which is not just for artists. It's really for anybody that wants to have a more creative or intentional life. And in there, she says a foundational practice is every morning, first thing, write 3 pages.
Oh, my goodness.
3 pages. Now, I bought a little teeny book to get through this for the beginning. But the point is, it's like clearing the pipes, as it were. It's just whatever, just write. Get it off your mind, clear it out, and that opens you up for the day. And I have done that on and off for many years, and it really is quite helpful. It's just kind of a way to take your pulse in the morning. And she says it's foundational for a creative life. Now the 3 pages again could be a toxic waste dump, and she has you review them periodically. So again, so it's not just it's about clearing the pipes. It's also about what's going on for me? What blocks do I have, or how am I getting my own way? And so that was really got me going on journaling. But there's other ways to do it, like the end of the day. Like, how did I spend my time today? Did it match my values? Or free fall writing, which I found to be one of the most powerful. Free fall, because a lot of writing is still, you still get your left hemisphere of your brain, right? The logic, linguistic side of your brain. You got this whole other side, which is the right side, image and feeling, and very underprivileged, basically, in our culture. So free fall writing, you set the timer, put the pen on the page and write for however long you set the timer, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and you just keep the pen moving. So you might be writing, I feel stupid, I have nothing to say, I hate this exercise, but you keep writing, you keep writing, you keep writing. And what eventually happens is, again, like the pipes clear. And I sometimes surprise myself with what I write.
That is so interesting. Because on the way in, I was listening to Krista Tippett.
Yes.
And interviewing Bobby McFerrin.
Mm-hmm.
And when he takes on a student musically, he will have them, he thinks improvisation is just critical. So he'll, for 10 minutes, he has them sing.
Wow.
Every day for 3 weeks, 10 minutes, keep singing.
Yeah.
And everybody goes through that same thing. Oh, this is so stupid. I don't even know if I'm, you know, the notes are making any sense, if I'm singing in tune.
Yeah.
But it is clearing the pipes. It's starting to, you know, you start to see patterns.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really funny that you and he are both talking about this today. And it's a similar exercise.
To support the creative process, but also to, in this case, to support the awareness process. Because sometimes I'll write things I didn't even know I knew. You know, I have a voice that's like, wow, that was pretty cool. I didn't know it. Yeah. So it, to that service, and it, again, you could just do for 5 minutes. If I'm working with people brand new on this, 3 minutes, it's off, but it can be quite surprising. The last one, which made people not think of journaling, is collaging in your journal. So grabbing some magazines and just go with pictures that you find attractive. Don't know why, even repulsive, but you know, that they're like, you notice them, pull them out, quickly assemble them on the page quickly. Don't let your left brain say, oh, we need to have a reason for this. Just hit the mute button on the left brain and just collage. That could be even a daily practice. And it's a totally different level of awareness when you do that. And then you could journal. Try not to analyze the collage. Instead, journal, interact with one of the elements of the collage, or imagine yourself in a location in the collage and just play with that. And again, that's an awareness practice that's more whole brain than that. So journaling, it may sound hard, but it can be really fun, really illuminating, and really help you change a habit, get a little more conscious, move ahead. Let me end with a quote by Marianne Williamson. Conscious awareness is the source of our healing. Only when you say the truth can the truth set you free. This is not a negative process, but at times it is a difficult process. So try journaling and see what you learn.
All right. Thanks, Marcia.